Louis Me and the Trial of Otto Fye, a novel by L.M. Twist, narrated by Leon Kalmer. No one attending the fair in the village of Otto Fye, France, on August 16, 1870, thought they would torture and murder their neighbor that day. And yet, by mid-afternoon of the sweltering day, they had dragged Alain de Monet's bloodied head bouncing along the corn-silk yellow dirt to a hastily assembled pyre.
Had to sell my cow at half the price I bought her. It's a catastrophe. Don't know what I'll tell the wife,
the first man lamented.
Bah, at least you were able to sell her. Otherwise you'd have to keep feeding her, and God knows the grain prices are through the roof. My donkeys are starving off. I don't know that they'll last a winter, let alone us,
his friend chimed in, shaking his head over his wine goblet.
Should have seen these sorry-looking beasts Bastien had today.
The man elbowed the grey-haired one next to him.
Shut your face, Mazier,
the man replied, evidently Bastien.
As if you didn't need better. I near think I'm lucky to sell them at a third of what they're worth.
A piece of it fell on my poor head,
said Chicken Little. Henny Penny, Goosey Lucy and Ducky Lucky stood behind Chicken Little, flapping their wings with worry.
Then let us go and tell the king,
said Turkey Lurkey, for who was he to disagree with four scared friends? So the five feathered friends ran along until they met Foxy Loxy.
Foxy Loxy, the sky is falling,
cried Turkey Lurkey.
Oh, is that so?
Said sly Foxy Loxy, who knew better but pretended to believe the five trembling birds.
If the sky is falling, you'd better keep safe in my den and I will go and tell the king for you.
Sir Barristan wheeled his silver mare about. Gather round me, men. This you can be certain of. The foe you see before you is just another man, and like as not he is just as frightened as you. Hate him if you must, love him if you can, but lift your sword again and again, then ride on. Steel yourselves, lads. May the warrior protect us all.